4 years ago, Wisconsin launched a massive overhaul of its welfare system. Under then-Governor Tommy Thompson, a new program called Wisconsin Works, or W-2, was created. The far-reaching plan is based on the premise that given support for expenses such as childcare and transportation, anyone can find work. Since then, the welfare rules have dropped dramatically. Still, many people making the transition from welfare to work are struggling to break out of poverty. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Milwaukee.
When W-2 was unveiled in 1997, it was hailed by President Clinton as a shining example of his vision for welfare reform. The idea was to use a mix of incentives and stiff penalties to help move some 14,000 people off welfare. In the first 3 years, Wisconsin's welfare rolls dropped by half. But a recent study by the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau points out some problems. The study shows that a quarter of those who left the program during the first 3 months of 1998 were back on cash assistance a year and a half later, and that more than half of those who kept working were living below the poverty level. Jennifer Reiner, the secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development, says reducing poverty was never the primary goal.
The intent of W-2 was to increase the independence of families towards self-sufficiency, get them off the welfare program and into the workforce.
And by that standard, Wisconsin's welfare reform plan has fared better than most other states, says Jack Tweedy with the National Conference of State Legislatures.
Wisconsin's caseload drop is one of the very sharpest in the country. It is one of the strong performers in terms of reducing caseload, moving families into work, into jobs.
But now, Tweedy says, Wisconsin needs to go further.
They have to work on improving performance in terms of increasing earnings and moving people above the poverty line and toward, I think, what is actually a higher standard, economic self-sufficiency.
Which means providing education and training so former welfare recipients can build on their work experience. Kathy Mulligan Hansel, project coordinator for the nonprofit Institute for Wisconsin's Future, says the philosophy of W-2 has been to get people into a job, any job, as fast as possible.
Luckily, over the past decade or so, the economy in Wisconsin's been expanding. We're now facing a labor shortage. So there are some jobs for people to go to. And as long as we have an expanding economy, they're going to continue to get some kind of work.
But Mulligan Hansel says when the economy slumps, those people in unskilled, low-paying positions are the first to lose their jobs. She says many of these workers don't qualify for unemployment insurance, and that tough requirements of W-2 offer little in the way of a safety net. The four-story Hope House on the south side of Milwaukee is one of the busiest homeless shelters in the city. One of the residents, 48-year-old Karen, a mother of two, can't get a job because of severe arthritis. 2 months ago, she had to move into the shelter. Karen, who asked that her last name not be used, says W-2 pushes people too hard and too fast.
If you're the sole provider for your home, what kind of job are you going to get without schooling? Slinging hash, you know, McDonald's and Taco Bell and stuff. That, sure, those are nice jobs. If you're a teenager and you don't have the responsibility of a home and your children and, you know, what are these jobs going to really do? You need that education.
Ken Schmidt, the director of Hope House, deals with people every day who have fallen through the cracks of W-2 and now rely on the shelter and its food pantry. Schmidt says shelters throughout Milwaukee are full, primarily with homeless women and families. He says the overcrowding has been exacerbated with the introduction of W-2 and its tough guidelines.
For folks who don't fit into that model, they end up with nothing. Because if they don't work in W-2, there isn't any backup.
Schmidt says undoubtedly many people have created a better life for themselves under Wisconsin's new welfare plan. But he expects the numbers of people depending on homeless shelters to increase when W-2's mandatory 5-year time limit for benefits is up next year. The hardest hit will be people like Karen, one of the few thousand people who have too many barriers to find and keep a job. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Milwaukee.